The world leaders who are able to attend the summit are doing so amid the rubble of an earthquake. They're meeting in L'Aquila, an Italian city devastated 3 months ago. Security is intense, but officials are less worried about protests than they are about aftershocks. Here's NPR's Silvia Poggioli.
The G8 was to be held on an island off Sardinia. Then, after the April 6th earthquake, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi shifted it to L'Aquila in solidarity with the victims, and also in the hopes foreign leaders will sponsor repair of the city's artistic treasures. The new venue is a military academy in the suburb Copito, a sprawling walled compound of reinforced concrete buildings. Police, army, and special forces have sealed off the area. President Obama and other world leaders will be provided humble quarters in the barracks.
It will not be a 6-7-star hotel. Not at all.
Agostino Miozzo is an official of the Civil Protection Department organizing the G8 summit.
This is a sober proposal. We still have 25,000 people in tents, 35,000 people in small hotel along the coast. It would be very difficult to offer luxury environment when people is suffering and living the effect of the earthquake.
In fact, many of the 65,000 people left homeless are unhappy with an event they fear is diverting funds from reconstruction. After 3 months in this tent camp, the mood of the people is demoralized and angry. Graziella Ipatri and six other members of her family are anxiously waiting for their home to be repaired.
We just want to go back to our home. This G8 means nothing to us, absolutely nothing.
L'Aquila's historic center, once the social, cultural, and economic heart of the city, is completely off limits. Authorities have declared nearly all buildings here uninhabitable. Firefighters are in charge. They patrol the area to prevent looting, escort residents to pick up possessions, and help in shoring up damaged buildings. This firefighter, who won't give his name because he's not authorized to talk to the media, says, I worry this will become another dead town like Pompeii. A government decree has earmarked $910 million this year for temporary housing and $6.5 billion through 2032 for reconstruction, an amount considered too low given the extent of destruction. Several citizens groups are taking issue with the way the government has allocated reconstruction funds. Activist Sara Vegni claims the state intends to build only so-called new towns on the outskirts.
We haven't money for the real reconstruction of our history center, reconstruction of our houses, reconstruction of our economy, no? What kind of development model in this town if we haven't work, we haven't prospect of future?
Another concern of many residents is lack of transparency, especially the use of the large sums donated by Italians from all over the country. Past experience is not encouraging. 6 years after an earthquake struck a town in Apulia, only half of the residents have returned to their homes. And 12 years after an earthquake in Umbria, reconstruction is still incomplete. L'Aquila residents have vented their anger in peaceful demonstrations here and outside the parliament in Rome. But protests are not the major concern of G8 organizers. The biggest headache is continuing aftershocks. Last week, a 4.1 magnitude tremor reportedly shook the military academy barracks. Italian authorities say that should another major quake hit L'Aquila, they have a plan B, rapidly shifting the entire summit to Rome. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.